I cry aloud to the Lord. I lift up my voice to the Lord for mercy. Psalms 142:1 is our scripture for today.
Father, let me learn from David to prostrate myself in your presence and to cry out for mercy. All of your prophets fasted and prayed. Even David, who was a man after your own heart, knew the secret of fervent prayer. Teach me that secret today, Lord. Amen.
David had what he called a secret place where he worshipped and prostrated himself before the Lord. Today, think about that secret place. Do you have one? It's very important to have that place where you're alone. You can pray and you can come before the Lord.
Today's action. If you don't already have a secret place where you can worship the Lord, make one or find one. A wilderness place where you will be undisturbed is perfect. Today's treasure is found in the book of Luke, chapter 2, 36 and 37. Now there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And this woman was a widow of about 84 years old, who didn't depart from the temple but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. Well, running a prayer ministry, we get a lot of emails from people who say, why aren't my prayers being answered? Seems like God just doesn't hear me. I just pray and I don't hear anything from God. Well, there's a lot of times that God just wants us to wait in His presence. And many times, God's answer's no. I like this little saying about prayer. In talking with people who are concerned because God doesn't seem to be answering their prayers, Pastor Bill Hybels uses a little outline he borrowed from a pastor friend of his. If the request is wrong, God says no. If the timing's wrong, God says slow. If you are wrong, God says grow. If the request is right, the timing's right, and you were right, God says go.